Welcome to the Focus Today podcast with Perry Atkinson.
Well, welcome back. Delighted to have back. It's been a while. Dr. Frank Turek's back with us. He's the president of crossexamine.org. And he's the co-author, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. You may want to check that out. Crossexamine.org is the website. And there's a picture of the cover of the book for those watching on the Dove Television Network. Check it out. Crossexamine.org. Dr. Turek, good to see you again, friend. How are you? Happy New Year.
You too, Perry. How are you?
Hey. Second Monday of a new year. a lot going on.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear any of the oral arguments late last week before the court?
Yes, sir. I did hear the section, particularly when Justice Sotomayor basically said that 100,000 children are in hospitals and they are dying, maybe. They're in serious condition. Turned out not to be true.
What do we do with this when we have a justice of the Supreme Court making statements that are not true?
Well, I don't know Justice Sotomayor. I don't know her level of engagement in this issue. Obviously, she's wrong. Even CNN, Perry, had to come out and say she was wrong. So when CNN comes out and corrects you, and Justice Sotomayor, as you know, politically is very far left, you know she really told a whopper. Now, I don't know whether she intentionally did that or she had just been misinformed. Because, Perry, I don't know about you, but it's really hard to even know what's true anymore about COVID and the pandemic. I mean, there's so much information and misinformation out there. It's really hard to tell what's right and wrong.
Isn't that the issue? Mm-hmm. Who do we trust when it comes to this whole issue of COVID, the various variants of it? CDC saying one thing, 10 days later, they changed their mind. What do we do with this?
Yeah, it's really hard to know what to do. It's really hard to know what is right. And that's part of the problem. That's one reason, by the way, that there are many people skeptical about what the government is telling us now. And this goes all the way back to Plato, Perry, as you well know, that there are two ways that you can get a public to give up their freedoms. Number one is fear, and number two is free stuff. If you get people afraid enough, they will do anything to get rid of that fear. And if you can correct that fear or alleviate that fear through free stuff, oh, here's our free vaccine, then you can take power away from the people. Now, I don't know if this is what's going on, but there's too many questions I have because there have been too much misinformation and too much stuff that doesn't make sense. When I look at this pandemic, I think there appears to be people trying to take power away from the people through fear and free stuff. That's my own opinion. It's really hard for me to know if that's really what's going on, though.
All right. One other question before I get into your book. The president has lost in the Second Circuit, the Fifth Circuit. That's kind of been suspended. You have numerous corporations saying no to this. And then the big argument this past week in front of the Supreme Court is it relates to mandates. Hypothetical, but what if the court comes out and says, no, Mr. President, you can't enforce this? He's lost everything on this issue across the board. Where does that leave us?
Well, I think let me go back to Justice Sotomayor, if I could, for a second. When she is up on the court saying, right or wrong, it turns out to be wrong at this point, that there are 100,000 kids who are in hospitals right now dying. Even if that were true, Perry, that's not her role on the court. Her role on the court is to try and discover if a mandate like this is either constitutional or not. Regardless of what the facts may be on the ground politically, that's not her role. So my biggest problem with what she said is not just that it was wrong, but that she would even be talking about what the situation is on the ground. Her job is to discover whether or not the mandate is constitutional or not. It's not to say, well, if we've got 100,000 kids in the hospital, we need a mandate. That's not her role. That's the role of the politicians.
I don't know if this is going to happen, but one of the things that popped up over the weekend, could Chief Justice John Roberts suspend her from this case for making a political statement?
Well, you know, Justice Sotomayor should have been recused herself from the same-sex marriage decision because she was so pro-same-sex marriage. But she didn't recuse herself either. Are you saying that Roberts has agreed to do this
not? No. It's just an article over the weekend says that asked the question, does he have the power and should he remove her from this case?
Oh, should Justice Roberts remove Sotomayor from the case?
Right.
Well, that might be the right thing to do, but I doubt Roberts will do that. Yeah. Roberts doesn't appear to like confrontation. Roberts appears to try and want to split hairs on so many issues. And I don't know, you don't have to remember this, Perry, but a couple of years ago, there was a case before the Supreme Court about abortion. And Roberts came down for the Louisiana law. When the same law came up more recently, I think it may have been a law in Texas, he was on the opposite side of his previous ruling. And the reason he apparently switched sides was because he didn't want to overturn the law. So he seems to want to talk out of both sides of his mouth when it comes to the same issue before the court. He's really making a political calculation. Yeah. You know, when he was in the minority, he could be in the dissent. But if he ruled that way in the next case, which was basically the same question, he didn't want to overturn the law. So he sided with the majority. So he's not a guy that I really trust on the court, unfortunately.
Okay, you have come out with a new book called Hollywood Heroes, and you are saying here that we have some things to find out what's going on in Hollywood. We actually have some spiritual application here. What led you to write this book?
Yeah, thanks. This is a book that's actually coming out in April. People can pre-order it now, but my son and I, who is also a seminary graduate from Southern Evangelical Seminary, is a movie buff, and we noticed how many movies there are, Perry, that are out there that kids and even adults love that have the have this kind of narrative of sacrifice and redemption throughout the series, throughout the movie, and throughout these bigger franchises, that we said there's so much you can learn from watching a movie about the real world, particularly how so many of these heroes, and many of the heroes we cover are people like Captain America, Iron Man, even Harry Potter. You'd be surprised. I know Christians are afraid of Harry Potter, but there are so many parallels between these superheroes and Jesus that if you really watch these movies and start thinking about them, you realize that the greatest story ever told, Perry, is told over and over again in some of our favorite movies. That's why we wrote the book.
That's fascinating because you have to really look into that. But you're taking the 30,000 foot view and realizing that the main story is being retold in modern ways.
Over and over again. And there are so many lessons from these movies that you can take away and you can teach to your children without ever opening the Bible. They can get a biblical view without ever opening the Bible by watching their favorite movies.
All right. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Frank Turek. By the way, his website is crossexamine.org. And pre-order his book coming out, Hollywood Heroes. It'll be out in April. Where can they do that?
Well, Amazon, it's an easy way of getting it. They can get it there, Barnes & Noble, any of these places they can get the book pre-ordered.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We'll be back to this week's interview in just a few seconds. In the meantime, we want to let you know that you can watch this interview, plus many more exclusive interviews that happen this week on the Dove's Daily TV and radio show by visiting our website, thedove.us. And while you're there, sign up for our free daily devotional, The Word for You Today. 3 months of daily readings that will connect you with God's Word. Now, back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. And again, a delight to have back with us today Dr. Frank Turek. He is the president of Cross Examine, also the co-author. He authored a book with his son. He's got a new book coming out called Hollywood Heroes, he co-authored with his son. He's also co-author of a book called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. His website is called crossexamine.org. So check it all out. That book on heroes will be out in April, but you can go online now and pre-order it. And it has a lot to do, again, one more time on that, Frank, about how that book ties in some of these major movies into the main story of God himself. Pretty fascinating. Which ones did you use as examples?
Yeah, we've got about seven of them, Perry. They're really franchises like Captain America, Iron Man, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Batman, and Wonder Woman. Those seven movie franchises right there have so much in them that parallel Christianity and can actually give you and your kids lessons, true lessons about the Bible, true lessons about how to live life, and the real lesson that the ultimate hero is Jesus. When you look at all these movie heroes, they're doing things like sacrificing themselves to save people from evil, which is exactly what the ultimate hero, Jesus, does.
So it's good against evil.
It's always good against evil. That's what makes life interesting for many, right? I mean, if you started a movie that said there was no trouble and they lived happily ever after, it wouldn't be very interesting. Nobody would be interested in watching a story like that. Well, in life, there's trouble. And the only way that we're going to get to the other side is by a savior. And the same thing is true in these movies. These people can't save themselves. They need someone to step in and sacrifice themselves. The hero has to sacrifice himself or herself to save them. And that's what Jesus does for us.
Check it out. It's called Hollywood Heroes. It'll be available in April. And you can order it, pre-order it online. I want to come back to something that's a part of all of this, and that's the difference between following your heart, which basically the culture says, and guarding your heart, which the Bible talks about. This is a biggie for young people today because everything's emotion. What's your take?
Yeah, it is, Perry, and we talk about that quite a bit in the book Hollywood Heroes. If there's ever a zeitgeist or a way that people ought to live according to today's culture is you ought to follow your heart. You have to cross every stream. You have to climb every mountain. You have to swim every ocean. It sounds like a Disney song, doesn't it? Anyway, that's what you're supposed to do. And don't let anyone tell you that you ought not follow your heart. Don't let anyone get in your way. Just follow your heart wherever your heart wants to go. Perry, there couldn't be worse advice. Why? Well, because generally our hearts are deceitful and wicked. They deceive us. And if we don't restrain our hearts, we're never going to have any lasting success. In fact, we're ultimately going to wind up addicted. We're going to wind up broke. We may even wind up dead if we follow our hearts without moral restraint. And so the Bible actually tells us, in fact, Perry, in my view, the most important verse in the Bible in our culture today, other than the verses that deal directly with the gospel, the most important verse in our culture today is from the Old Testament. It's Proverbs 4:23, which says this: above all else, guard your heart because everything you do flows from it. Above all else, said Solomon, guard your heart. Don't follow your heart. Guard your heart because everything you do flows from the condition of your heart. And so what we try and show in the book Hollywood Heroes is that you have to guard your heart rather than follow your heart.
What is that, Frank? What is that? What is guarding our heart?
Well, one of the ways you guard your heart is you renew your mind, as Paul says in Romans chapter 12, because our minds are oriented toward selfishness. Our minds are oriented toward, I want what I want, regardless of how it impacts God or how it impacts other people. And so I want what I want. Paul says, no, you need to renew your mind. You need to know what God's will is and then be able to follow it with the Spirit's help. If you don't guard your heart, if you follow whatever your heart wants to do, you're not going to be around very long. In fact, C.S. Lewis put it brilliantly. He said, for any kind of success in this world, quite a lot of restraint is going to be necessary. You know, I'm sure you've seen the studies, Perry. One of the things that is necessary for long-term success is the ability to put off instant gratification. If you can put off instant gratification, then you can stay focused on really what's important, you can really stay focused on a goal, then you can ultimately arrive at a successful destination. If you keep getting diverted, by what your heart tells you you want today. First of all, that may change tomorrow, but if you try and get diverted by what your heart, your emotions tell you what you want today, you're never going to have any long-lasting success.
We had this discussion the other day. It kind of fits here. Why is it so hard for us to admit when we've done something wrong?
Yeah, well, I think part of it is pride. We all have that problem, right? In fact, C.S. Lewis famously also said that pride is the essence of sin, because it's the complete anti-God state of mind. It's I'm right, you're wrong, God's wrong, I get to do what I want. That's the anti-God state of mind. And it's really hard for us, me included, to sometimes admit when we're wrong. In fact, my wife has told me I'm wrong several times, and she may have been right once or twice. I just hate to admit it.
I do counseling on the side, and I don't charge.
That's right.
Okay, so do you have some practical steps on how to guard our hearts?
Yes, I think it's the Christian disciplines, Perry. We have to, first of all, know what we believe and why we believe it. That's what we try and do with our books, like I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Why do we really believe in Christianity? Because it's really easy for the mind or for the heart to doubt, or let me put it another way. It's really easy to walk away from something that you've doubted your whole life. It's hard to walk away from something that intellectually you know is true. And so the first thing we want to do is know why Christianity is true, and of course, then what it teaches. And then we have to be engaged in the disciplines. We have to be engaged in prayer. We have to be engaged in Bible study. We have to be engaged in service. We have to be engaged in a church, a group of other believers to hold us accountable. Those are the ways we can guard our hearts. But if you're out there as a lone ranger and you just keep following whatever desire you want at any given time, you're not going to guard your heart. You're going to follow your heart, and it's going to end in ruin. There's a way that seems right to a person, but that way ends in death.
Romans 1 deals with this. They know the truth, and they know what is truth, and they know what is a lie, but they choose to follow the lie. I mean, the power of that is beyond our ability to comprehend.
Yes, they suppress the truth and unrighteousness to go their own way. Everybody intellectually knows that there's a creator God, and this God is moral as well. The problem is when we see something we want, we're apt to suppress that truth in order to get what we want. And Christians do this too. I mean, we're not following God completely consistently all the time. We see something we want and we can get lured by that, as James says, and enticed. These are words that the Apostle James uses, lured and enticed, which gives you the impression of being caught in a trap or being baited by a hook. And it looks good. As you know, Paul says, Satan comes as an angel of light. You would never do evil if Satan showed you the true nature of evil. The way he's going to encourage you to do evil is to make it seem like it's good, to make it seem like God is holding you back from something. If you follow God, you're not going to be happy. You need to follow your heart, because your heart is what's going to make you happy. Well, it might make you happy over the short term, but over the long term, it's a disaster. And everybody right now, Perry, who's watching this or listening to this, who's over 40 years old, knows what I'm talking about. Because many of us have tried to do things our own way, and it does end in disaster. Yeah. If you want contentment, you got to follow. You got to go straight through truth, and Jesus is the truth.
A big question, only about a minute and a half to answer it, so, unfortunately. But there seems to be more and more studies. I had George Bonner on the other day. We were talking about this, how there seems to be a 12% decline now in people who claim to be Christians in America. I don't know if this is the beginning of the great falling away. On the other hand, are we on the threshold of the great awakening? What's Frank's take?
Well, if I was a prophet, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Perry. All I know is it's our job to be faithful, and we leave the results to God. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not your job to win. It's your job to be faithful, and it's God's job to win, whatever that means, whether it's winning souls or winning some sort of cultural battle, whatever it is. Your job, my job, our job is to be faithful and leave the results to God.
Yeah, thank you. Well said. All right, folks, a couple of things, a couple of books here. Get online now and pre-order the new one coming out called Hollywood Heroes. I think you'll find this to be a fascinating read, how your favorite movies Reveal God. And there's a picture of the cover of the new book by Frank and his son, Zach. So check that out. And that'll be coming out in April. But you can go online now and pre-order that. Again, Hollywood Gods. And then, of course, the book that's already been out for quite a while, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. There's a picture of that cover. Check that out by Norman Geisler and Frank Turek. This is fascinating. And you may want to check that out, crossexamine.org. What else is on your page for 2022?
Well, we're doing a lot of colleges now, Perry, now that we're at least hopefully through most of the pandemic. We've got 9 colleges scheduled where I go on these college campuses and present I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist and then take questions from the audience. So if they go to our website, crossexamine.org, click on events, you'll see the calendars there. And we're coming up on the University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, Winthrop University, even Boise State out near you. Is a little bit later in the year. We've got University of Utah. We've got Ohio State. These are schools we go to try and show young people why Christianity is true.
Check it out. All right, crossexamine.org. Good to see you again, Dr. Turek. Thanks for your time. God bless you, friend.
Thank
Keep
you,
up the good
God
work.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this week's Focus Today podcast. And join us next Thursday and every Thursday to catch the latest episode. Remember, you can visit our website to check out all the interviews we did this week on our daily Focus Today TV show at thedove.us. And if you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate us and share it with your friends.